Have you been wondering how to affordably fix that crack in your wall or any plaster repairs? Well, Leo is your man. Recently relocated to the Cleveland area from Rhode Island, Leo is an expert in this field with over 30 years' experience, especially on those difficult ceiling or wall textures. Call Leo at 401-651-5757 and be sure to save his number. Once again, that's 401-651-5757.
Aref Tov and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my best friend and teacher of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Aref Tov as well, which means good evening to you, and may you be blessed with tonight's teaching as we wish you all a hearty shalom, especially during these turbulent days. Let us pray.
Okay, Abba Father, we praise and worship you alone. Remind us to extend the joy of your Son to the unsaved as you guide us in all areas of our life. We continue to pray for President Trump that godly decisions are put forth to ultimately fulfill your word. We ask you protect the many soldiers under his command. May you show merciful favor to the many prayer requests of your saints, particularly for the salvations of our loved ones. And may tonight's program glorify you. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, an important event happened over the weekend when we, along with France and Britain, bombed two known chemical weapons storage buildings and homes, a suburb of Damascus, and a science lab right in Damascus, the capital of Syria, where President Assad's palace is located.
But, you know, he's probably not living in it anymore.
I would agree with that. The bombing was in response to a chemical weapons attack in Douma that we have talked about, also in a suburb of Damascus. But President Assad of Syria and President Putin of Russia emphatically still deny doing it. Let me just say, it is well known that other terrorist groups have been able to acquire chemical weapons, and in fact, last year, the Al-Nusra Front was caught storing 16 cylinders of sarin gas, which goes unreported in our mainstream media, and even including Fox News.
Except good old Tucker Carlson.
Oh, that's right. God bless him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you might like to know that a few alternative news outlets have been predicting for weeks that there would be another purposely done chemical weapons attack. So to blame Assad in order to justify taking him out, as the global elite has wanted to do for a very long time. And this was verified by General Wesley Clark over 10 years ago, along with other nations, beginning with Iraq, and that happened in 2003.
Well, you know, it's all part of the one world globalist agenda.
Yes, internationalism, to erase nationalism. And to call all the shots, of course. I know our president is a nationalist, but there is evidence to believe he does seem to welcome advice from the elite as well, since he has many talks with known globalist Henry Kissinger. He would not be president, in my opinion, if the elite did not think they could at least eventually own him, or they would somehow impeach him or even annihilate him. And that's just the plain truth.
Yeah, I can't believe Kissinger's still alive, but a consequence of the days we are living in.
He's
got to be 100.
It's been happening for a very long time. It's just more openly obvious right now. And because the far left is trying to convince the people that internationalism is a good thing.
Yeah, you know, and it's working.
It sure is. As we have reported often on this program and in many newsletters, President Assad, before Syria's civil war, refused to let Western powers, along with the Sunni Saudi Arabia, install underground oil pipelines coming from the newly found oil in Qatar. However, and here's the rub, instead, Assad told Russia that they could.
So Russia has been supporting Assad on a higher level ever since.
And therefore, that means Russia has to make nice with Iran too, because Syria and Iran are both Shiite allies. And isn't it interesting that Russian is the number two language being learned in Syria? And in fact, Assad sent his children to a Russian youth camp last summer in Crimea specifically to learn the language.
I didn't know that.
Anyhow, it's all about the oil and the petrodollar that Assad has slowly declined using and which Iran has stopped entirely.
Well, you know, that's a big no-no.
As well, Japan, who, by the way, is meeting with Trump today at Mar-a-Lago, and Russia and China and Australia are also breaking away from using the dollar. While Venezuela already uses its own cryptocurrency, which is why we are heavily sanctioning them, even though we give other reasons. And Libya, years ago, tried to use their own gold-backed currency, and you saw what happened to Gaddafi. And on last Friday, their soon-to-be-elected to president, anti-dollar General Haftar, died of what they are calling a heart attack, who just happened to be working very close with Russia, negotiating some very lucrative oil deals. So this is a setback for Putin.
Yeah, for more underground or background history on the petrodollar, read our newsletter dated March 2015, archived on our webpage.
But back to the chemical attack, many find it hard to believe, as I said last week, that Assad would jeopardize setting back his very good progress. And not only would it keep the United States and Syria longer, which they do not want, they were winning the war, and they were pushing out the Syrian rebels, which, by the way, we quietly support. Anyhow, the elite wants Assad to go and will do whatever it takes to achieve their ambitions.
Hey, you know, another false flag is probably forthcoming.
Yeah, most likely. But in reality, there could be so much more going on here. Like Axios News reported last month, which the United States has now admitted to, that over 200 Russian privately paid for mercenaries were killed in February when the Kurds and the Americans apparently were defending themselves as they were attacked in their military base in northern Syria. Since there were American-backed anti-Assad Syrian rebels in Douma, not really his own people, maybe this is a tit-for-tat situation.
You know, we'll probably never know the real truth.
I know, and it's so confusing. So, questions remain. Can we know for sure who really did the chemical attack and was much of it embellished, as many claim? I do find it remarkable that the white helmets always seem to arrive on the scene very quickly to help out. This is a group to supposedly help victims of chemical war, but evidence and pictures show they are in cahoots with the Army of Islam, another jihad faction, funded, at least in part, by George Soros, an elite globalist figure, who as well wants Assad out. Could they have concocted a phony chemical weapons attack to give the United States a public excuse to bomb Syria?
We report, you decide.
Yes, I love that expression. We do know that God is in control to fulfill his prophecies. Now, we came close on Friday night to fulfilling Isaiah 17, and I'm going to tell you, when I first heard it, my heart was skipping many beats. But it's not in total ruins yet. And that would be a big sign to us that the rapture is very soon.
Okay, what's Israel doing as they watch all this going on?
Well, they, along with Saudi Arabia, desperately want the United States troops to stay in Syria, mostly to help stop Iran's escalating progress being made there, especially in the Golan Heights region. So, the chemical weapons attack in Douma was timely, since just the week before, President Trump threatened to leave the area. Yeah, well, you can, I'll chew on that. And Israel is still dealing with the protesters from Gaza, fueled by Hamas, who want refugees to be able to return to Israel and want free and open borders around Gaza.
Not happening, says Israel.
A few thousand have been injured, and approximately 30 Palestinians are dead. Of course, they blame it on the IDF, when actually it is mostly Hamas doing the killing, than to blame on Israel.
Yes, false flags are very common these days.
Yes, Satan is a master at it. And yes, by the way, that's not just in the Middle East.
But you have some even more serious bad news.
Oh, I do. The Lebanese army has now officially joined Iran's proxy Hezbollah army, along with Assad's Syrian army and the Iranian Shiite Revolutionary Guards, to build a cohesive war front along Israel's northern borders. This presents Israel with a very strategic challenge of the highest degree, and is calling for a comprehensive rallying of the IDF and all security bodies to further ramp up and strengthen their readiness to confront this challenge. For its enemies are at the point right now of a military operation to punish Israel for its April 9th air attack on the Syrian T-4 air base. That actually killed 14, but 8 were of Iran's high-ranking aerospace officers. The attack was in response to an Iranian drone flying over Israel's airspace, but even more so, the T-4 base is really an Iranian air base set too close to Israel's borders. This is very serious.
Well, any good news over here?
Well, not really. Mueller is ramping up his investigation by raiding Trump's personal lawyer's residence office and even his safe deposit box. And the left is emphatic still about taking our president down, in spite of so many good things he has accomplished, including, well, here might be some good news. Definitely is good news. Arrests by the hundreds are being made to take down child trafficking.
As in Backpage.com.
That's right. That internet site was really selling children for sex. They operate, I'm told, 943 locations. And its founder, whose name is Carl Farrar, has actually pled guilty. But guess what he once did? He actually worked for the FBI. This child trafficking ring is massive, and another good reason for those involved, which are many, to get rid of President Trump. And I understand Attorney General Jeff Sessions is the main man behind getting this trafficking done and continues to do so. So, yes, I think he needs to stay. I also read where the offenders will be jailed at Guantanamo Bay to have a military trial to avoid any bribery, since unfortunately there are judges and lawyers and, yes, even congressmen who do practice pedophilia and therefore are sympathetic to these abusers.
Now, you know, it's sick, but it's all true.
It's very true.
I know it's sad. Questions and comments are always welcome to Sheila at ShofarMinistries.net, or call the office with your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. Please consider a love offering this month, and we'll be sure to add your name to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
And we will be back in Mentor, Ohio at Lakeshore Assembly of God this Thursday, the 19th, to continue the PowerPoint presentation on the tabernacle with lots of pictures focusing on the Holy of Holies and the High Priest this week. And tonight, we will give you a smaller version of this study right after I tell you that for the following next couple weeks, we will be talking about the rapture, looking at many scriptures, even found in the Old Testament.
Yeah, because everything in the New Testament can be found in the Old Testament.
That's right. Amen and amen. All right, let us begin by saying that regardless of all the commotion and the chaos surrounding us, both personally and worldwide, let us not ever forget who we are in Christ, because that is everything. Little else really matters. Since revisiting the tabernacle all this month, I realized again that the terrible things encompassing the body of Christ during these end of days should really strengthen our resolve. Never should we forget that we are His moving tabernacle in a wilderness of difficult, inclement surroundings, and yet so very protected from the elements. Think of how awesome that really is. Yes, at times our faith seems small and we wonder if we can make it through, but deep inside our spiritual Holy of Holies, we know that through Him, through His Word, we will. Somehow, we just know it. And all of a sudden, our small-like faith enlarges as we realize who really lives in us. So, just as there were three compartments in the tabernacle, we too are made up of three parts. A body or flesh to represent the outer court. The soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions to represent the inner court called the holy place. And of course, then our spirit, which, if one is justified, houses the Trinity of God, who now sees us as covered in His merciful gold seat of righteousness. So, a little review. If one enters into the outer court through the only gate of beauty and accepts His sacrifice, we must then wash in the laver, which is the water of the Word, in order to enter His holy place. Here is where our deeper understanding of His magnificence comes more into focus by the only light of the seven lamps represented by the menorah. Because His light resides in us, we too have become the light in a dark world, Revelation 1:20. As well, we gratefully partake of the bread of life represented by the showbread and commune as sweet essence represented by the golden altar to the Father through His Son. But how can we enter into the Holy of Holies when the high priest can only enter once a year on their Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur? Yes, I know you know this. The veil leading into the most sacred part of the tabernacle was now torn when Christ's side was pierced, opening the way for His righteous ones. So then, why don't more Christians enter into it? Again, I must say, these things have been prophesied long ago by Jesus Himself, Revelation 3, to the end of days church, specifically here, the Laodicean church, whose main characteristic will be spiritually lukewarm, choosing to remain in the outer court. So are they saved? I'm often asked this. Well, I say apparently they are, or they wouldn't be included with the other churches. Now, of course, there are some that claim to be Christian, but only have a head knowledge without the heart conversion, thereby not saved and therefore not included in God's definition of any church assembly. With that said, the Laodiceans stay in their comfort zones and seldom, if ever, bathe in His Word, Ephesians 5:26, which thereby restricts their moving forward. Therefore, they cannot be used to further the kingdom and are spewed out of the Father's mouth, foregoing any role of meaningful service. If Jesus can't cleanse you, as in the case of the disciples' washing of their feet, you will never have any effective ministry. And that's what spewing from the Father's mouth means. The Holy of Holies is now available. But just like salvation, you must choose to enter. Avoiding spending time in His Word is like saying that we trust in our own abilities. Consequently, we do our own will instead of God's will. And most of the time, we don't know the difference. Often in our lives, we must make critical choices. How much better to be led moment by moment by His Spirit, because any wrong decision can determine the direction of the rest of our life, and often the lives of those around us who are affected by our decisions. Think about that. So, if you haven't yet reached your spiritual Holy of Holies, it's never too late. Worship Him by saturating yourself in His Word, which, according to Jewish thought and teachings, is actually the highest form of worship. And experience for yourself the third realm of His Holiness. At this point, you'll never even have the slightest inclination to go backwards. But if you stay in the outer court, the temptations are enormous. Pretty soon you got one foot in the world, and well, you know the rest of the story. So don't stay an outer court Christian. Move forward for your own sake. Then, if a major affliction comes your way, as it sometimes does, then He allows for His higher purpose, we can then thank Him for deeming us worthy enough to glorify Him no matter what the circumstances. Jesus is our high priest who has opened the veil so we, who, with all our shortcomings and flaws, can still magnify and honor the Father through His Son by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's really the right thing to do. I urge you, if you're not spending time in His Word, open up the book every day. Saturate yourself with it as much as you can. We're living in some turbulent times. You really need His protection, His wisdom, and His comfort, and also His joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And no matter what we're going through, no one can steal the joy of your salvation from you. Now, let me add, if you already know everything I said tonight, then please share. We all know someone who's lukewarm and living in the outer court, right? Talk to them. So, what part of the tabernacle do you spiritually reside? That's a good question. Or have you even made it yet into the outer court? Again, right now, it's not too late. Enter into the only gate to the Father, so to also escape the soon coming judgment on the world. And it is coming, this judgment. Just invite Him into your heart. Ask Jesus. It's just a simple but meaningful prayer from your heart. Admit you are a sinner, repent, and then let Him have domination over you instead of the god of this world who currently dominates you. Get humbly on your knees right now. Pray to Him. Just do it. I want to leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace, that perfect shalom. So till next time, sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but also pray for our president and pray for our soldiers, that God protects them. And if you love Jerusalem, they're going to prosper in all ways. All ways. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. God bless you. Have a good week. Tell someone about Jesus. It'll make the Lord smile down upon you. Amen. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.